Uy, wala si Pastor Ramil karon, no? Kay naay nahitabo sa tong pastor. And then, atong i-pray siya kay ni suffer siya o kanang na-rupture, no? Na-rupture ang iyong tendon. Okay? So, ang tendon, kung wamo kabalo, so mo niyang tiil, nadiri. Tendon. So, kanidiri, ni-rupture ang tendon ni pastor. So, ni-undergo siya o major surgery this week lang. Last Thursday, okay. And then, muna, no, expected nga doon yung mga Sunday nga, possibly din na to siya kay he needs to kanang support man, di magin man niya malakaw ang iyong tiil pa, after 6 weeks pa pwede masugdan o tunog. So, it's about a month and a half, no? 2 months. So, padayon kita itong magsuon, maridire, no? And then, let's continue to pray lang for our pastor. So, can we all rise, no? And let's, before we read the Word of God, let's all rise in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just love to thank you and praise you, Lord God, for the day. Because we know, O God, that nothing happens by accident, Lord God. We know, O God, that in all things, you are sovereign, the past, the present, the future, O God. You are behind every scene, O Lord. And we glorify you, we worship you, we honor and magnify your name at this time. Lord, give us a broken spirit and a contrite heart. Tagay may kasing-kasing, Lord, nga kamao maminaw di akanimo, Lord God. Kamao mo paubos di akanimo. Lord, we want to hear your voice today, Lord God. We need you in our midst, Lord God. Help us, O God. We thirst, we long for your presence, Lord God. Lord, we also put into prayer, O God, Pastor Ramil, Lord God. Now, Lord, he is still under recovery, nag-heal, undergoing healing pa ang iyang tiil, Lord God. Just pray, Lord, that you will, Lord, you will touch, O God, through your holy hands, you'll provide healing, Lord, for you are the great physician, O God. And nothing is impossible with you, Lord God. Do na kay katuyuan ni ini, Lord God, and I pray that even at this time, Lord God, imuha gyapon siyang gamiton si Pastor Ramil, Lord God. Even at this time, Lord God, magpadala kag comfort, you will provide for everything that they need in the family, Lord God. And so today, O God, help us to open our minds and open our hearts. Make our minds more receptive to your word, O God. Tabangin mi, Lord, nga dili lang mi mugawas, dili mi mugawas, dili, Lord, nga wala na mo gibit-bit ang imong panalangin, wala mi kabati sa imong tingog para ka na mo, Lord God. Kini ang pag-ampo, Lord, sa ngalan ni Jesus. Amen. Amen. Okay, you may now take your seats. Praise the Lord. So, mayo bang Ginoo, Mingson? Amen, no? Even in the worship, mabati yun na ko bang ang gi-impress sa Ginoo is that His love never fails. Amen? Ang Ginoo's, ang gugma sa Ginoo, dili gid na mo fail, mga igsoon. And the Bible says, ingon ang Ginoo, I have loved you with an everlasting kind of love. Which means, ang gugma sa Ginoo goes beyond time. Ang gugma sa Ginoo, dili lang sa past, dili lang sa present, pati sa future. The love of God cannot be placed in time. Because the love of God is timeless. Amen? Amen. So, I want us to open, no? Our study for today is about 1 Thessalonians, pero sa di pa tamutong-tong sa 1 Thessalonians may soon, para masabta na to, ang letter ni Paul ngadto sa mga taga Thessalonica, abihan usa na to itong Biblia sa Acts 17, no? Buhat. This is city, Kapitulo 17, unong at sa Noibe. Acts 17, chapter 17, verses 1 to 9. Okay. It says here, "Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul went in, as was his custom, and on three Sabbath days he reasoned with them from the scriptures, explaining and proving that it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead, and saying, 'This Jesus, whom I proclaim to you, is the Christ.'" Verse 4, "And some of them were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, as did a great many of the devout Greeks and not a few of the leading women. But the Jews were jealous, and taking some wicked men of the rabble, they formed a mob, set the city in an uproar, and attacked the house of Jason, seeking to bring them out to the crowd. And when they could not find them, they dragged Jason and some of the brothers before the city authorities, shouting, 'These men who have turned the world upside down have come here also. And Jason has received them. And they are all acting against the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, Jesus.' And the people and the city authorities were disturbed when they heard these things." Verse 9, "And when they had taken money as security from Jason and the rest, they let them go." Praise the Lord. So we can see here, mga isoon, that si Paul is traveling, no? Naa siya sa iyahang ikaduha, no? Missionary journey. Pila kabok ang missionary journey ni Paul? He has three, no? He has three missionary journeys. And kaning Thessalonica, it's part of the itinerary of Paul during his second missionary journey. So kung ang first missionary journey, nagpadagat siya una, yun siya glawig sa dagat, ang iyang second, ni Ora, nag-land trip siya. No? Niari siya sa Lystra, sa Derbe, no? Iconium, kana makita ninyo di ha? Until such time, nilabang siya sa dagat ngadto sa Neapolis, naabot na siya sa province sa Macedonia, and then Philippi, and then Amphipolis, Apollonia, and then naabot siya sa Thessalonica. So pag-abot niya sa Thessalonica, mga igsoon, maoka na ang atong nabasahan sa Acts 17. Maunay nahitabo sa Acts 17. Okay? So niato siya dito, and then verse 1, "There was a synagogue of the Jews." Pag-abot niya dito, na ay usa ka tigumana, no? So kaning synagogue, usa ni ka pag-assemble, no? This is not like the temple, but scholars say this is a supplement sa temple. So aside from the temple, ni-gather sila sa mga sinagoga para unsa man? Para magsimba sa Ginoo, para magtuon sa Torah, sa pulong sa Ginoo. And then kung ato kag sinagoga, mga igsoon, it's either you are part of category 1 or category 2. Kung ato kag sinagoga, it's either you fall under category 2, unsa man ang mga tao na sa category 2? Maadto lang dito, maminaw, mususi, no? Dili pa inanakalaom ang pagsabot sa mga pulong, sa mga scriptures, sa pulong sa Ginoo. But if you fall in category 1, mudiritso ra ka dito, diritso ra ka kuha og scriptures dito, and then pwede ka mo share, pwede ka mo wali dito. So Paul, obviously, no, is part of under category 1. So si Paul was a usa ni siya ka expert, mga igsoon, when it comes to the scriptures, because sa diyang gi-convert siya, no, after saying Damascus nga experience, yang teacher was Gamaliel, no, and he was being discipled, he was being mentored, and then he knew kasi taas ang iyang kaalam mahitungod sa scriptures. So pag-abot dito, mga igsoon, verse 2, "As was his custom, 3 days he reasoned with the scriptures." Pag-abot din dito, wali din siya, share din siya, mahitungod sa iyang kaalam, mahitungod sa pulong sa Ginoo, and pila man ka weekend. 3 Sabbath days. So, dili lang na tulo ka adlaw. Sabbath man. So, tulo ka weekend. It means, si Paul, ni minister sa Thessalonica, at least 3 weeks. Okay? 3 weeks. But, Scholars would say na abot siya 6 weeks, so ibutang lang na to 1 month, no? Butang lang na to 1 month. And then verse 3, yang gishare ang mga Jews o katong mga Gentiles dito mahitungod kang Kristo. And then wala sa moingon nga mao ni si Jesus Christ, dawata ninyo si Jesus Christ. Wala sa moingon ana. Unsa man yang gi-emphasize that Jesus Christ died, Jesus Christ suffered and was risen from the dead. Okay? So, gishare niya si Jesus Christ ngadto sa mga Jews sa synagogue, not only by name, not only simply what Jesus Christ did on earth, but what was the purpose of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Mo na yung gishare. Walang siya ni-share nga, mo na si Jesus Christ ha. I hope and pray ngayong doaton si Jesus Christ. Gishare niya si Jesus Christ and iyag yung gi pangusgan nga mauni si Kristo, mauni ang nagpakamatay sa imong sala. And kung ato nang i-reflect mga gisuon, that should also kanang dapat mausan atong buhaton, di ba? When we share the word of God, it's not enough for them to know the name Jesus. Amen? What's more important is what Jesus Christ has done for you and I. And that's the point here, no? Pagwali ni Paul dere. Not just Jesus, but what Jesus Christ has done. Okay? And then makita nato dere sa verse 4 that there was a mixed response, okay? There was a mixed response. Some of them were persuaded, meaning na uban sa mga Hudiyo nga nakumbinsir, pero napoy uban dili. So it means not a majority. Some raman siya. Dili majority sa mga Jews ang na-persuade ni Paul. And taking as did a great many of the devout Greeks. Which means, majority sa nirespondi sa gospel, unsa man, mga Hintil, dili mga Hudiyo. So makita na to today that Paul was really an apostle to the Gentiles. No? Dito siya sa Jews first, and of course, wagin siya ni una gin sa mga hintil, kay kabaw man siya, that is the will of God. That is what is being prophesied in Scripture, that the gospel must first be preached to the Jews. Pero pag adto niya, gamay ra ang Jews, na in-respond, pero gamay ra. Majority was Gentiles. Ngayon sa paman, verse 4, a few of the leading women. So meaning mga kababaihan atong time, mga prominente, mga well-off, ni-appeal og respond diha kan Jesus Christ. And then verse 5, but the Jews were jealous. Na yung mga uban mga Hudiyo nga nasuya, no? Gisuyaan si Paul, sa man ni si ari-diri kalit niya nang danig mga tao gisira yung uban sunod sad. So sila naghimo sila og issue. They made an issue out of it gyud sa Manila. They report sila sa authorities, ang ilang giingon dito, naay gipresentar si Paul diri someone called Jesus. And they made Jesus, they wanted Jesus to become king, no? So when you say king, kung naay magpaila dito nga hari nga buot mo overthrow, no? Dako kay na siya nga violation. It will disturb the Roman peace at that time. So, naghimo sila issues, ilang report nga to sa authority. And so, ang mga Jews, nagpurma sila o kanang mob, naggrupo sila, nangita sila ka ng mga gangsters, mga kilid-kilid, mga tambay, ilang nang gipamunit, ilang gitapok, nangita sila gubot, no? And then, niadto sila sa balay ni Jason, no? Dili, Jason Inso, ha? Nato sa balay ni Jason, and then, ilang gitawag dito, si Jason nga, oy, asa man, pag-ausa si Paul, kaya mo siyang dadon dito. So, wala man dito si Kuan, naa-discord dito, but, wala sila mutugan. Okay, wala sila mutugan. And so, ang gidala sa, nga to sa authorities, is si Jason, o giyang mga kauban. Okay, so gidala sila dito, which is nasettle ra because the authorities at that time dili man sad sila ingon ana nga wicked yun, but they were fair in their judgment. So nasettle ra, nakabuhi ra silang Jason yung mga kauban, and then pagkagabi ni ana ilan ang gipa? Sibat, no? Gipasibat na nila si Paul ug si Silas. So, after this, Paul went to, asa man? Berea na, no? Paul went to Berea, okay? And then Athens and to Corinth. So, gamay lang info aning ko, ano? Thessalonica. So, Thessalonica was a wealthy and prominent seaport city. Okay, so, if you are a city found on a place or positioned on a place nga which is agianan sa mga international nga mga ruta, then you are a booming city. There will be trade, there will be businesses nga mo flourish na ng lugar. So makaingot nga kaning lugar was a very wealthy, prominent, hardworking city. Ang mga tao nga naa sa Thessalonica, kugihan, no? Kugihan. May mangitag kwarta, daghan og negosyo. So mao ni ang working class ni ang mga taga Thessalonians, okay? And then not only that, ang Thessalonica nahimong capital, no, sa Macedonia. So dako na siya ang Macedonia is a big region. So kung nakita ninyo sa ruta ganiha, although wala koy mapa diri, no. Pagtungtong Neapolis, nisud na siya sa Macedonia. Okay? So, Neapolis, Philippi, Amphipolis, Apollonia, Thessalonica, part niya sa Macedonia. And then, Thessalonica is the capital of the region of Macedonia. So, makita ninyo nga Thessalonica was a very rich and a promising city. But kung unsa po ang iyahang ka-wealthy, maupod ang iyahang ka idolatrous. Okay? Kung unsa iyang ka wealthy, maupod iyang ka idolatrous. So, despite silang wealth, no, they worship other gods, paganism, mga kulto, naani siya sa Thessalonica. And Thessalonica today is the northern part of Greece. Okay? The northern part of Greece. Okay, so after nila mag-minister sa Thessalonica for about a month, ipadayon sila sa ilang mga itinerary until such time naabot sila sa Corinth. Okay? Naabot sila sa Corinth. So at that time, si Paul, isip nga nag-share siya sa pulong sa Ginoo ngadto sa Thessalonica, nag-worry siya. Anong, unsa na magkato akong mga gipang-sharean dito? Nabi ito yung mga nangdawat sa Ginoo, pero sa uman, kinanglan na mata mo, but si kay pamatiyon mata dito, taas pa kaya itong latason sa itong mga ministry. So, nag-uol siya. And so, iyang gideploy si kinsaman, si Timothy. Iyang gipada si Timothy to Thessalonica to check on their spiritual condition. Kailisod man kayo itong time ang Thessalonica, wala sila leadership, and then, for sure, they will be persecuted. Kay pagbiya gud nila ni Paul, di ba? Unsa mga tao ato? They were being persecuted. So how much more kung ang mga Christian atong taima walay leader? So all the more they are being persecuted. And so niadto si Timothy sa Thessalonica, and then iyang gi-report kang Paul nga mauni karon ang condition sa Thessalonica. And so we will go to 1 Thessalonians. Can you open your Bibles, no, to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. First Thessalonians chapter 1 verses 1 to 10. Okay? Okay, so again, ni hatag og report si Timothy nga tukang Paul nga money condition sa Thessalonian church karon. And so ang reply, no, ang letter ni Paul ngadto sa Thessalonian church, mao ni siya. And by the way, this is the very first letter that Paul penned, no, gisuwat ni Pablo. Okay, so it goes like this. Verse 1, Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy to the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. Verse 2. We give thanks to God always for all of you, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers loved by God, that He has chosen you because our gospel came to you not only in word but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction. You know what kind of men we proved to be among you for your sake. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. For not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth from you in Macedonia and in Achaia, but your faith in God has gone forth everywhere, so that we need not saying, for they themselves report concerning us the kind of reception we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. Hallelujah. So, if there is one word ngayon mong mahatag sa condition, no? Condition sa simbahan sa Thessalonica, what would it be? Or what are the results, no? Siguro it's a positive, something positive, no? Thessalonica was a strong church. Thessalonica is standing firm. Imagine nag-minister si Paul dito for only a month, no? A month. And yet 6 months after niadto sila sa Corinth, unsay nadungog niya nga balita, the church in Thessalonica is standing firm, strong. Isn't it good news, my son? To hear someone, to hear a church nga you have ministered despite such a short time, but after a few months or after a year, nadunggan na yung balita nga ni thrive man, ni tubo man nga ministry, ni tubo man nga church. And so that was the response of Paul. Despite sa mga persecution, mga pagpanglutos, ang mga Christians sa Thessalonica, gipanglutos, gipersecute sila, silang faith. And not only that, natintal ang mga converts dito, nga mubalik sa ilang, sa una nga mga pagkinabuhi sa pagpakasala, because they were pagans. So they served other gods, no? Mga Greek gods, unsa pa nga mga gods nga na dito, they are not serving the true God. So there was this temptation to go back to their old life. But to the relief of Paul, the church stood firm. The church stood firm. And so atong balikon mga ison, verse 1, Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy. So makita nato diri nga Paul was not alone. Okay? Sa journey ni Paul, naa say kuyog pila kabok? Duha, no? Si Silvanus or gitawag na tog Silas, and then si Timothy. Si Silvanus nagsugod na sila sa Antioch. Siya ipuli ni kinsa? Barnabas, okay? Siya ipuli ni Barnabas kay si Paul og si Barnabas wa naman magkasinabot, okay? Si Barnabas ganahan niya dalhon si John Mark, which is John Mark nagsuroy-suroy sa kalibutan, no? May mga issues, may mga agenda. Si Paul, ganahan si Paul, nga dili dadon. And so, nagbuwag sila og ministry. Okay? Nagbuwag sila og ministry. Gikuyog niya si Silas or si Silvanus. Pag-abot nila sa Lystra, nakitaan nila si Timothy. And so, pag-abot nila sa Corinth, mga igsoon, tulo na sila kabuok. Okay? So, makita na to, nga ang ministry, this is not a one-man show. Okay? When it comes to the ministry of God, tinabangay gini. Mangisoon. So makita na to diri, to the church of the Thessalonians, okay? To the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father. So kung tanaw niyo sa introduction mangisoon, gingon diri, to the church of the Thessalonians. Kung tanaw niyo sa uban nga mga letter, it was not like this. It's like to the church in Philippi, to the church in Rome, to the church in Ephesus. It was not delicious, something like the church of the Thessalonians. Makita niyo ang difference niya, naa siya'y gitawag og ownership. Meaning, kabalo si Paul nga ang mga taga-Thessalonians always identified themselves as the church. The Thessalonians always identified them as the church. The church was never, is never a building. Amen? Kinsa man ang church? We are the church. The believers are the church. And that's what Paul is stating here. Na ang Thessalonians were identifying themselves as the church. And not only that, in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So makita nato mangisoon that the doctrine of Thessalonica, of the Thessalonian church, is sound. Dili siya kulto mangisoon because God, the Father is God and the Son is also God. The Father is God and the Son is also God. So makita nato nga ni thrive ang Thessalonica sa tinud-anay nga doktrina. Wala sila masaag mangisoon. And so nagpasalamat si Paul nga thank you Lord, no, nagsugod sa verse 2, give thanks to God always for all of you, constantly mentioning you in our prayers. No, let's focus on the word mention, okay? Mention in prayers. So think of someone or think of a person that really burdens your heart, no? Basin wala nakaka-pray niya. Igsoon, we should always be mentioning each other in prayer. Dili lang ta nga mag i-pray niya tika Brad, i-pray niya tika sis. Nya igabot sa balay na matuog na ta, no? Igabot sa balay sa huna-huna ra ta magampo. You need to what? Mention. Mention the people that needs prayer. Mention them in your prayers. Remembering before our God and Father the work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? For we know, brothers, loved by God, that He has chosen you. Okay? So si Paul again, nalipay siya nga mao ni ang balita nga iyang nadungog mahitungod sa Thessalonians. And so the Christians there, no, barog sila, ligon sila, strong sila. Which bring us to the question, how do we become an effective Christian? Or how do we become as effective as the Thessalonian church? Unsa may gibuhat sa Thessalonian church nga nahimo man silang effective Christians. So kung iyon tanaw ng 1 Corinthians 13 mga igsoon, there are three things, three great principles, or shall we say dimensions, no, of Christian living nga ganahan ni Paul para sa Corinthians nga ilang i-apply. So in general, the church, the three great Christian principles, unsa man ni? Faith, hope, love. Faith, hope, and love. Do we have this? Amen? Na bata ni magisoon? Or basin faith lang? Or basin hope lang? Or basin love lang? Faith, hope, love. We have to abide by these three principles. So, Brad, ang kaning tulo, Brad, naagiday ning tulo dito sa Thessalonians, naana siya. But not only that. No? Dili lang naigo nga nakay faith. Dili lang naigo nga nakay hope. Dili lang naigo nga naakay love. Kaya unsaon man na pagkabalo, nga kaning tulo, tinud-anay na. Unsa man ninyo pagkabalo? Ha? Huh? You will only know if these three virtues are true or genuine if it will undergo testing. Amen? Dili ka ingon nga tinud-anay ning imong faith, tinud-anay ang imong hope, tinud-anay ang imong love kung dili ka i-test. Kung walay pagsulay nga moabot sa imuhang kinabuhi. And that is what Thessalonica experienced para makita nga tinud-an na ilang faith unsa man. Grabig pagpanlutos. Grabig pagpanlutos. Uy, si among brother, murag ang gisimba niya, lahi naman yung Ginoo. Lahi naman yung relihiyon, yung gisimba. So, di na nato siya appeal nun sa itong grupo. Bahal, sag din lang siya. If ingunana may tabo sa inyo ha, and I believe, maupo na yung itabo yun sa ato, ano? We have a group of friends, gibag-o ta si Ginoo. We become born again, which is not a group. Gi-outcast ta sa grupo. What is your response? Imo bang i-forsake ang imong faith? Imo bang i-compromise ang imong faith para mubalik sa imong friends, which is not good and healthy for you? O di ba ka? Hope. How do you test hope? No? If makita sa imong kinabuhi that you are enduring. Okay? You are enduring. Love. How do you know nga ang love nimo tinuod? Love for God and love for other people, tinuod. If your love has actions, kung makita sa imong paghigugma nga naay nagbunga. And so, dili ni mo gawas kaninga mga results mga igsoon kung dili ka i-test sa Ginoo. Amen? Kinahanglan ka i-test sa Ginoo para makita ang mga resulta. Kumuingi ka ni kag effectiveness or how do you know if something is effective? For example, sabon panghugas. How do you know nga ang sabon panghugas nimo panghugas sa plato, okay? Effective. Unsa man? Ang baho sa imong plato, li na lang si, ba? Inig-ana nimo naitingog nga unsa na? Magsangit-sangit ba? Ba? Kani ug sa imong gudi gugas nato nya igana pa nga pagka pa manig mantika. Mo ding dali kina mo ding dali kito sa no maghugas kay ato kita rog hugas or ang sabon pa sindi ito ina na ka maayo. So makita nato if you want to know kung unsa ka effective ang usa ka butang imong pangitaon sa iyang result, which is something that is visible result. So kani atong pagka Christian mga isuon, kani pagdeklara nato nga I am a Christian, I am a born again Christian, do you have visible results? Nakita ba sa imong kinabuhi, ni resulta ba sa imong kinabuhi nga tinuod ang imong pagtuo? And this is what the Thessalonian church was showing. First of all, they showed that their faith worked. A faith that works. Verse 3, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith. Your work of faith. Now, before pa ang tao makapakita sa iya, katinuod sa iyang pagtuo, no? Dapat na sa jay pagtuo. Okay? So, how does your faith form? Naunsa man pagkapurma imong pagtuo? Faith comes from hearing and by hearing the word of God. Kung ato tanong sa verse 4 mga iso, ingon diri, brothers loved by God that He has chosen you. Brothers loved. Or sa other translations, brothers beloved by the Lord. Sa wala pa mapurma imong pagtuo, sa wala pa ka mahimugso sa kalibutan, or sa wala pa mapurma ang kalibutan, ang Ginoo nagsigi na og paghigugma kanimo. Amen? Sa wala pa ka mahimugso, ang Ginoo nagsigi na og paghigugma kanimo. And that is why the Lord included you in His plans. That's why matingala na lang ka, Lord, what is man that you are mindful of him? Thank you, Lord, nga imo kong gi-appeal sa imong plano. Thank you, Lord, sa imong gugma. And because of that love, He has chosen us. Brothers, beloved, God chose you. Out, because sa gugma sa Ginoo, He chose us. Wa ta gipili sa Ginoo para sa lain nga rason. It's because of God's love that He has chosen us. Unsa may gigamit sa Ginoo para atong makita ang iyang gugma. Let's continue. Verse 5, because our what? Because our gospel came to you not only in word. How do you know that God loves you? Naimo ana nimo, Jesus loves you. Yaw pa ka kaila sa Ginoo. Unsa man imong reaction ka? Oh, ha? Jesus loves me? How do you spell the love of God? The spelling of the love of God is someone. G-O-S-P-E-L. Can you repeat that? G-O-S-P-E-L. The spelling of the love of God is the gospel. You cannot truly understand or fathom no ang gugma sa Ginoo if dili nimo masabtan unsay gibuhat sa Ginoo. The extent of what God has done in your life, of what Jesus Christ has done in your life, if it is not for the gospel. You need to know what Jesus Christ went through for you to understand the depth of His love, the dimension of God's love. That's why in sa kanta ganiya mga igsuon, how high, how wide, how deep is your love, O God? Because the love of God is so great nga dili na masukod sa tao. The love of God is so great that it is dimensionless. Wala siya'y dimension. Psalm 103, as far as the east is from the west, so far has you removed our transgressions from us. Do you want to know the dimension of God's love? You cannot measure it. Dili nimo masukod ang gugma sa Ginoo. And giunsa pagdawat. Giunsa man ato pagdawat sa gugma sa Ginoo. Giunsa na ito pagdawat si Jesus Cristo. Let's continue. Verse 5, because our gospel came to you not only in word but also in power and in the Holy Spirit. Wala man nga nakadungta sa gospel din dawat dita murag atong gisabot mga logically mao din ni patay siya sige dawat ko brad. It does not work that way. Amen. The moment we want to receive Jesus Christ, aduna na gitanom ang Ginoo sa imuha nga desire for you to accept him. That is why even the faith is a gift. Ang pagtuo nimo mga igsuon dili na sa something ikay nagpurma. Gihatag na siya sa Ginoo nimo para imo siyang madawat. So in receiving the gospel, God used the Holy Spirit. And so nanatay faith. Amen? Do we have faith? Do we have faith? Amen. Pautana, is faith enough? Is faith enough? Brad, murag magdebate siguro tana, Brad. Is faith enough? Is faith alone enough? Kinahanglan og buhat? Ba? That is the argument if we open the book of James. Ba? Is faith alone enough? And James said, faith, if faith lang, it does not have fruits, then it is a dead faith. It is a dead faith. What use is your faith if wala na mo resulta og maayo nga buhat? And makita nato magsoon that Thessalonica proved that their faith worked. Asa mo to makita? Let's jump to verse 9. For they themselves report concerning us the kind of reception we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. In the second part of verse 9, makita na to ang resulta sa ilahang saving faith. Resulta sa ilang tinud-anay nga pagtuo. Verse 9, nag-ingon, how you turned to God from idols. From idols to God. From idols to the true and the living God. From dead gods to the true God. And we can see the direction here of a genuine Christian. The direction of a genuine Christian is always to God. To God. That is why kung muingon ka, mudeklara ka nga, I am a genuine Christian, but ang imuhang direction is not to God, then you have to question your own faith. Imong pangutan-on, imong kagalingon, am I really a Christian? If ingon ani imong kinabuhi karon, no? This is very relative today, because today is unsa man? Senior? Ha? Kung kaniadto mga igsuon, dasig ikas pagsimba sa mga Dios-Dios, mga ginoong gagmay, no? Tawag nila? Mga ginoong gagmay. And then you became a Christian. And then, 5 years later, nagsayo-sayo na po ka dito. What does that mean? Does that mean that your faith is genuine? Ang nagpamatuod na mga igsoon nga ang atong pagtuo dili na siya tinuod. Kay ang katinuod sa atong pagtuo makita sa atong binuhatan. Ang atong binuhatan magpamatuod sa atong pagtuo. That is why atong tanawon ang atong kagalingong kinabuhi. Am I really going in the direction of God? Or, di ba? Sa kanilang, kuan nga, ana, yung ana balik, di ba? Oh. Anong kabalo ko? Sayang sa gusaw na. Okay? Inaana ba tamang isuon? That when we go to God, we look back, lah, kalami man ay katamis man ay sa akong kinabuhi sa una. Grabe na kayong pagpanglutos karon mo, balik ko sa akong karaan nga kinabuhi kay kanang walay mo badlong nako. Are we like that people? Ang Thessalonians, mga isuon, even if they were a minority, only some of the Jews, mga Gentiles, daghanasuyang ang mga Jews sa Gentiles, so dagag persecution. And there is the temptation nga mo balik ko sa akong karaan nga kinabuhi kay di na ko kaantos ani nga magsigi kog pahuli-huli, magsigi kog apil-apil og kanang grupo unya sa kong kasing-kasing kay lami na jud kay ipagpakasala, mobalik na lang ko. Inana ba ta? There may be episodes no sa atong kinabuhi nga inana ta. But at the end of the day we have the Holy Spirit. Amen. At the end of the day anaadya nimo ang balang espiritu. Remember in verse 5, gidawat nimo ang gospel, dili sa imong kaugalingong unod, kundi pinaagi sa balaang espiritu. So therefore, pagdawat nimo sa Ginoong Hesukristo, nipuyo ang balaang espiritu diha sulod nimo. Munay mugiya nimo, muhatag nimo kahayag, muhatag nimo mga revelation nga buhatan na. Most of all, muhatag nimo direction when it comes to righteousness. Christian living. So they were just not professing, no? Nga we are Christians, but what they were doing, ilang gipakita nga we are Christians through their actions. And there is that, kung atok mo jump ta sa chapter 4, mga igsoon, chapter 4, verses 1 to 2, makita na to diha, unsay 1 to 8, makita na to unsay specific instructions ni Paul ngadto sa mga Thessalonians nga dapat inunani ang inyohang pagbehave, no? Kung ito, atong basahon sa verse 1 to 2. As for other matters, brothers and sisters, we instructed you how to live in order to please God, as in fact that you are living. Please God. A walk that pleases God. Igsuon atong i-examine kumusta man ang atong tagsa-tagsa nga paglakaw. Nakapahimaya ba ni sa Ginoo? Or do you work, do you strive in your life right now because you want to please yourself? You want to please your flesh? You want to please your friends? You want to please the world? But you do not want to please God. This must be the fruit nga makita sa atong kinabuhi. Is your walk pleasing to God? The second part is a walk that is righteous. Usa ka paglakaw nga matarong. Verse 3, it is God's will that you should be sanctified. You should avoid sexual immorality. Each of you should learn to control your own body in a way that is holy and honorable. Igsuon, kumuingon ka nga, Kristohanon ka, and then you are practicing sexual immorality. Nag-una-una ka diha sa Ginoo. And in fact, basin imuha nang gi-enjoy ang sexual immorality nga imong gibuhat karon. Igsuon, you have to question your faith. Because when you become a Christian, before you become a Christian, you underwent repentance. Okay? Niagi ka og repentance. Ug moingkag repentance, it's a 180 degree turn away from sin. So, wa na ka mag-atubang sa sala, nagtalikod na ka sa sala. Batamang tana, ego ra ba nga matalikod ta sa sala? Dili pa ego. You have to move. Kay ma-absent ka sa sala. Pagtalikod na to sa sala, you have to move because sin is always catching up to us. Verse 8, therefore anyone who rejects this instruction does not reject a human being but God, the very God who gives you His Holy Spirit. So, we need to be reminded, mga igsuon, nga in performing anything, no? Any work nga itong pagkabahaton, gitawag manig work of faith, no? Work of faith or a faith that works. So, kumayong kauga ng work, it's simply any activity or any action or any act nga imong buhaton nga resulta sa imong pagtuo. Akong balikon ha, unsa na ang work of faith? Ang work diha pasabot, tanan nga action, tanan nga activities, tanan nga acts nga imong buhaton nga niresulta sa imuhang pagtuo. Therefore, whatever you do with your life, question it. Is it a result of my faith? Resulta ba na sa akong pagtuo? And do not practice righteousness for the sake of following other people. If giingnan ka sa imuhang pastor, giingnan ka sa imong ginikanan nga mao gini buhata ha, kay kanang dapat matarong, dapat maglakaw jud ka nga matarong, mo practice di jud ka mo abstain jud ka og sexual immorality. And then isunod ka. But the motive of your following, nisunod ka tungod kay gimanduan ka. Nisunod ka kay inspired ba ka sa ubang tao. Igsuon, if you have to obey God, obey God. Do not obey other people. Basin nisimba ka karon, kay gipugos ka. Igsuon, if you are here today, I hope and pray it's not because of other people, because of other things, but because you want to encounter the Lord Jesus Christ. Ganahan ka mamati sa pulong sa Ginoo. So that is my question for all of us, no? Again, nabati pagtuo? Nituo ba ta sa Ginoo? Do we believe in Jesus Christ, His life, death, and resurrection?
So the next question is,
do our actions say amen also? Do our actions say amen also?
Ikaduha mangison is a love that labors. A love that labors. Gugma nga nagkayod. Gugma nga nagkugi.
A love that labors. This is the great commandment of Jesus Christ in John 15, 12 to 13. My commandment is this, love one another just as I have loved you. Greater love is no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. This is the great commandment of God. Love each other as I have loved you. No? And makita na to, related ni sa verse 4. For we know brothers loved by the Lord. Nganong makahigugma man kasuban? Why do I have this sense of love towards others or towards God? Nga naman? Because God loved you first. You cannot give something you don't have. And you cannot have something if it was not given to you. Amen? Therefore, the starting point of all our love, most especially unconditional love, is God. God is love. And what is the type of love that God is showing? It's the agape kind of love. It's a love that is selfless. It's a love that is sacrificial. It's a love nga dili maghuna-huna sa kagalingon para lang sa kaayo sa uban. That is unconditional love. It's a love nga walay condition. It's a love nga I love you because taas kag ilong. I love you because humot kag baba. I love you because hamis imong panit. I love you if buutan ka nako. I love you if bayad ka utang nako. Daghan magkatawa sa utang. Ay, nakasirta ka utang, no? There's no if, there's no because. When you say agape love, I love you in spite of everything. Amen? I love you in spite of everything. Mao na gipakita sa Ginoo. Because paimutan na natong mga kinabuhi, unsa may, what is there something in us that God will love us? Na day? Tung batasan, no? Igyud. There is nothing in us that would credit the love of God. But God loved us in spite of everything. And you know what? Iyan ang gipamatuod, unsa man? Because He died for us. He died for us. Oh, what love, mga isoon. If you look at the word labor, ani mga isoon, it means, na-mix mo din akong slide, mga isoon. Okay. If you look at the word love here, I mean labor, it translates to toil, suffering, fatigue, or intense effort. Meaning, ang kaning pulong nga labor of love. Dili lang ni something gibuhat ni mo out of love, simply. Ako ninggi, for example, if you are a parent, nagkayod ko para sa akong mga anak because I love them, or sa mga anak baka niskwila kog tarong para sa akong mga parents. So this is not just simply that kind of love. It's a love that is grabe ang imuhang suffering. That's a key word. Suffering. You have to suffer because of that kind of love. Nag-antos ka. Nag-agwanta ka. But dili ni siya nga nag-agwanta lang ka nga nag-mugot. No? This is something that you really have that will nga imo nang buhaton. That's the kind of the labor of love nga itong pasabot diri, may isoon. Is there someone, no, basin sa imo kinabuhi karon nga you want to do everything just for that person? No?
We all have, no, our loved ones. So, agape love is also a sacrifice. Sacrifice. So, giunsa man di ay sa Thessalonians nga adunay paglabor ang ilang gugma. Nilabor ang ilahang gugma sa Ginoo o sa tao. Number one, they had joy in the midst of conflicts. They had joy in the midst of conflicts. Asa na makita, verse 6, and you became imitators of us and the Lord, for you received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit. Gidawat dila ang pulong sa Ginoo with, unsa man, much affliction. Wala sila gisiran atong time nga they were living in their comfort zone. Gisiran sila nga gipersecute. Much affliction. But you can, if you are a true Christian and you have that love, kung ang imong love maigsoon mo, labor na siya, if there is much affliction, there is also much joy. Much affliction, much joy. Do we have affliction? Amen. The next question, do we have joy? Do you have much affliction? Yes. Do you have much joy? No? That is the great question there. Kung nidako ang atong kalisod, nidako bapod ang atong kalipay diya sa Ginoo. Because the joy is not in the circumstance. The joy is in the Lord. As Samuel said, delight yourself in what? In whom? The Lord. That's why if you have a circumstance ng apirting lisura, do not delight. Kinsa may mo delight o circumstance bang apirting lisura? Delight in the Lord. Delight in the Lord. Also in 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 2, before sila naabot sa Thessalonica, asam sila dito? Nito, sa Philippi. And what happened in Philippi? Preso si Paul o si Silas. And then, unsa may naitabo? Pag-preso nila, nanghilak ba silag maayo? Nag-uol ba silag maayo? Were they worried? What happened? They sang and they worshiped God in prison. They delighted in God in prison. Of course, prison, kinsa may mo delight sa prison ba? But they delighted in God in the midst of prison. Delighting in God wherever you may be. Pagkanta nila sinitabo, naglinog. Naglinog. So, kung mukanta ko, brad, maglinog, brad. Ang ipamatuod sa ato may son is that their trust was not on their own. They trusted God and God gave them provision. Ikaduha mga isoon is showing genuine concern for others. Showing genuine concern for others. Verse 7, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. Macedonia and Achaia, again, they are very big provinces. Okay? So Macedonia is a big province in the northern part. Achaia is a big province in the southern part. And sige ngundiri, they were imitators and they became an example to the two big provinces. The two big provinces. If you love your brethren, igsoon, you will always take care of your testimony. If you love your brethren, mga igsoon, you will always show to them that you have to live your life like this. You have to set an example. Kaya may lang ka nga, oh, ako nang gihigugma akong mga brethren. Pero ikaw, unsa man imong gibuhat? Gipasagdan imo imong kinabuhi. Wa ka mosunod sa Ginoo. Therefore, if you truly love your brethren, unsa man dapat makita pud sa imuha, you are following the Lord. Because if kung atong tanawon din mga isuon, there is a pattern here, okay? Paul went there, Paul and Silas went there, and they were setting an example.
The Thessalonians followed them, imitated them. Mabasa na to sa scripture. And then the Thessalonians become an example to the province. Inana, mga isuon, we have to be a light. So that others nga makita nato, they also mudawat sa pulong sa Ginoo, mahimo po silang kahayag. Imagina kung kada hayag nimo ang usa ka tawo mudawat sa Ginoo, mahimo sa diyang kahayag sa uban. Piting hayagas kalibutan. Not only that, they had undying devotion to preach God's word. Wala sila mag-mind sa distance, wala sila mag-mind sa ilang kahago. Nagsakripisyo sila ni atog lain-lain nga lugar para mosangyaw lang sa pulong sa Ginoo. Verse 8, for not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth from you in Macedonia and Achaia, but your faith in God has gone forth where? Everywhere. Wala ni mind ang mga Thessalonians nga grabe na kailang kakapoy. Di na miani, undang na miani. Kugigipon sila. Ano man? Because they love God and they love the brethren. Maunay labor of love, my son. Dili ka mo surrender o sangyaw sa pulong sa Ginoo bisag gikapoy ka. Dili ka mo undang o sangyaw sa Ginoo bisan gipersecute ka. Dili ka mo undang o sangyaw sa Ginoo bisag ikaw na lang usa nagsangyaw. Brad, tuwa naman sila dito tanan. Ako lang yung nabilin. Prove your labor of love. They were willing to sacrifice. Unsay motive? Because of love. You see, where love is the motive, labor is light. Tumbalikon mo isoon? Where love is the motive, labor is light. Diba, kung love ni mo ang certain person, gaan ra kay para nimo buhaton ang tanang butang para niya, di ba? Especially sa katong mga bag-o pa nang uyab, di ba nga? Mga ah, kung ibuhaton tanang para nimo day. No? Saglayo pa kay inyo day, doon jud ka mamisita jud sa inyo day. No? And to think that kind of love is not an agape love, that's an eros love, that is a romantic love, and yet they go through bounds. Ibuhat nilang tanan. How much more when we speak of unconditional love? Amen. Kag unconditional love, you won't care about yourself because you love others. You love God. So kung imo nang buhaton mga igsoon, gaan na lang para nimo. Again, where love is the motive, labor is light. And there is no perfect illustration for that. The cross of Jesus Christ. Amen. The cross of Jesus Christ. Ningan si Jesus Christ, wa pa siya mamatay. Lord, kung pwede lang, Lord, na dili nako dawato ni nga cup of suffering. Mat gidawat sa Ginoo. Unsay ang motive? Love for God. Love for man. Love. Agape kind of love. If you have agape love, it will be easier for you to do things. So that's a question. Aduna ba tay gugma nga nagkayod? Love that labors. Or aduna ba tay gugma nga selfless or sacrificial? Are we willing to go out of our comfort zone for the sake of showing the love of God to them? Lastly, is a hope that endures. A hope that endures. Brad, namo ko'y hope, di ba? If you're a Christian, kinsa man natong hope? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is our living hope. The song says, He is our anchor beyond the veil. Wala na nga angkla mga igso, hindi takasulod sa veil. Nasabtan ninyo na nga, kwan? Nasabtan ninyo na nga analysis? That is because in the Old Testament, in the tabernacle, na ay nag-ali nga baga kay nga kortina. Veil. Muna ang veil. And then, ang makasuda dito ang high priest every once a year to perform atonement for all the people in Israel. Only the high priest.
Who is our New Testament high priest? He is Jesus Christ. He tore the veil. Whoever trusted in the blood of Jesus Christ, that veil is gone. Jesus Christ is our anchor. He is our hope. Amen? He is our hope. But the question, is that hoping enough? Brad, ni hope ko. Gitso yung pag-hope. Naglingkod na ko sa balay, nagpaabot na ko sa Ginoo, nga mubalik siya. Nagsigikog kanang tanaw og mga, nagsigikog basag mga devotional, nagpaabot na ko sa Ginoo, Brad. Is that the kind of hope that dapat natong ipakita? What type of hope? How are we to hope? It says here, a hope that endures. Or a hope that is, someone's translation is steadfast. Steadfast. Okay? Kung may kag steadfast, you are waiting under pressure. Waiting under pressure. Again, the pressure at this time was the persecution in Thessalonica. They were being pressured. Go back sa imong karaang kinabuhi. But they waited upon the Lord. Despite sa persecution, magpabilin gihapon ka. Despite sa mga kalisod sa kinabuhi, magpabilin gihapon kang steadfast. Muna'y steadfastness mo igsoon. Muna'y perseverance, enduring. Dili nga magpaabot lang ka. Kung dili, sa imong pagpaabot, waka nang dili sa naingon nga nag-agwanta lang ka, imong giagwanta ang imong kalisod. There is no grace of God in that. No? Imong giagwanta ang imong kalisod. Kundi, nagpabilin gihapon ka diha sa Ginoo despite sa pressure. Nagpabilin ka pagpangalagad sa Ginoo despite sa pressure. 1 Thessalonians 1 verse 10, and to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, Jesus who delivers us from the wrath to come. Verse 10 says, wait. Unsa man ning wait, brad? Mahimo tang waiter ani? Mag-wait na lang kita ani para maabot ang Ginoo? What do we have to do when we are waiting? You see, enduring is more than just waiting. So there are four things that we have to do. First, be a model of sobriety. Unsa man ning sobriety, brad? Kalisod ani nga English, brad? Tuga man ka, brad? Unsa man ning sobriety? If you look at verse 5, no? At chapter 5, verses 5 to 10, it says here, let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. Okay? So, kanang sobriety, gikan na sa word nga, sober. So, ma-encounter yun itong sober sa katong mga palahubog. Okay? Katong mga kusog mo inom, dali mo makailan yung word nga sober. Kaya kahuwasan mo, sober na ka. Mo na siya meaning sa sober. So, what does it mean? In the passage, ayaw katulog, pero may mata. You have to be alert. You have to be awake. So what does it mean for us Christians? We have to be ready when Jesus comes. Dapat ikaw magluluya. Di ka matug. Ikabot sa Ginoo, dapat unsa man ka. Ready na ka. Kaya ikabot sa Ginoo, natug ka. Ikabot sa Ginoo, hubog ka. Apilon de ka. Kaayo ra pud alsahon ka. When God comes, when Jesus comes, are we sober? Are we awake from the darkness in this world? Ikaduha, be a source of encouragement. While waiting for the Lord, while hoping for the Lord, imo bang gi-encourage ang uban? Nahibo bang encouragement? Or pagtanaw sa ubang tao sa imuha, murag, wa na nun sila kapabot sa Ginoo. Tanaw lang mo, uy, loya mas brad. Tawag sa ta brad. Ha? Itaw na brad, loya mas brad. Loya lang tayo ikot. Dunga ta. Dapat di ta magloya mga isoon. You have to become an encouragement. You have to become an encourager to everyone. Kung nakinakit ang naluya dito, kuwang sa pag-ampo, duulo na to, brad. Tabangan tiga pag-ampo ani. Di ta mo give up, brad, kay ang Ginoo, mubalik na og ang Ginoo nahumana ni sa iya tanan. Atong encourage atong mga igsoon. Ikatulo, be an example of thanksgiving and prayer. 16 to 18. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Non-stop thanksgiving, non-stop prayer. While waiting for the Lord, unsa natong buhaton may suon? Mga piltag IPM, mga piltag OPM. Masina-addict na ta sa kuan. Ana, halik. Yeah. Wa na ta maminaw, no? Wa na ta mag-ampo. Wa na ta genuine concern sa uban. Do we have that attitude of thanksgiving, no? James 1 verse 3, consider it pure joy when you encounter various trials. Lastly, be a model of righteousness. Be a model of righteousness. That's in verse 19. Okay? Do not quench the Spirit. Do not quench the Spirit. Again, the Holy Spirit, nadawta ni mo Ginoo, the Holy Spirit is always there. Dili na mo lakaw ang Holy Spirit sa imuha, ang kinabuhi, naara na siya diha. But mangutana ka, ha? Brad, naalagi, pero di lagi na ko siya mabati. Because you have done something that has offended the Holy Spirit. It's either you grieved the Holy Spirit or you quenched the Holy Spirit. Wala ka gipabuhat sa Holy Spirit aning butanga, imog yung gibuhat. Giburden ka sa Holy Spirit nga buhato ni, wa ni mo buhata. You offend the Holy Spirit. And if you offend the Holy Spirit cannot work in your life. Dili kalihok ang balang Espiritu kung kanunay ta magpakasala, mga iso. Dili kalihok ang Ginoo. And so, these three again, faith, hope, love, these are the dimensions, these are the foundations of the Christian living, no? Sa atong pagpamayo. But again, the question, enough na ba ni siya, mga iso? Are these enough? If kung nakay faith, if you have faith, is your faith enough? You have to have a faith nga naay bunga. A faith that works. Makita sa imong kinabuhi. Naadyo kay pagtuo. Ang imong mga action, nihaom gyud sa imong pagtuo. Ikaduha, if you have love, you have to have a love nga sacrificial. Love nga dili mo give up. Love nga magpadag, pakita, bisag, unsa pa ka, kanang dili ni angay, ipakita, gugma, kaning tawhana, padayon niya po ni mo ipakita. Ikatulo, hope that endures. Hope that is steadfast. Hope that perseveres. And so I want to end, no, with this quote from John MacArthur. Okay? It says, "You are the only Bible some unbelievers will ever read." Igso, di man, siguro, di man ni mo kaya mo basa o ganang, or di man ni mo kaya mo share o gospel in front of other people. No? Naatay mga fears ana sometimes. Or mawawan dyan kang ataw. But at least, show to the people that you are an ambassador of God. Show to them how? With your life. This is your life. This is me. You are a walking Bible. You are a walking Bible. They may not see you reading them scriptural verses, but in your life, they can see the Holy Word of God. They can see the projection of God. And that is the design of God. That is the intention of God. Kasi diyang atong i-immerse ang atong mga kinabuhi, mga isuon, sa pulong sa Ginoo. We become the light, and that light will shine unto others. And so the others, ang mudawat sa Ginoo, they will also become light. They imitate the light. They imitate the Word of God. Amen?
Amen. So I hope and pray. Let's hope and pray. We will not just be simply Christians, but we are going to be effective. Effective Christians. Christians nga adunay resulta. So let's bow our heads in prayer. Lord, thank you, God, for this time. Thank you for speaking in our midst. Thank you for showing us, O God, that your words are sweeter than honey, O God. Thank you. Thank you, God, for teaching us once again spiritual truths regarding faith, regarding hope, regarding love. That these things, Lord God, dili lang mi kutob ni ining mga butanga, kundi Lord, among paninguhaon, Lord God. Nga kining mga butanga, makita sa mong kinabuhi nga aduna gayoy resulta. Tabahangi mi, Lord God. So as we continue on with our lives, Lord God, we pray nga mahimo po ming panalangin. Ang among kinabuhi, mahimong panalangin ngadto sa uban. Ang among pagtuo, makita sa uban. Ang among paghigugma, makita sa uban. Ang among paglaom, makadasig sa uban. Salamat, Lord God. Kinang pag-ampo sa ngalan ni Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.